our workforce is starting to get old. If they don't capture that knowledge base, that knowledge walks right out the door.
Welcome to the Growing Strathroy Caradoc podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Sampson, and I'd like you to join me as we explore Strathroy Caradoc and what makes it a place where people and businesses grow deep roots. In this episode, we're going inside the Strathroy Caradoc Skilled Trades Hub, a new skilled trade school that opened in February 2025 as a collaboration of the Municipality of Strathroy Caradoc, the Thames Valley District School Board, the London Catholic District School Board, and Technical Training Group. It was funded by the Province of Ontario. Sean Bontaine, the Technical Training Group's business manager, has been involved with this project from the beginning, which makes him the perfect person to tell us why the hub was created, how it benefits students and businesses alike, and why building a local pipeline of skilled trades workers will only become more critical over the next 30 years. Let's start with that backstory.
The Skilled Trades Hub was conceived to provide local relevant skills training. There was the need for having skilled trades training locally, and that's where they decided that putting together a skilled trades hub would be advantageous to the local community.
So was some of that interest coming from the business community? Was that something that the municipality was seeing?
A combination of both. It's something that the municipality, through working with different local companies and the community, determined that this is something that is beneficial to everyone. So they decided to go ahead and put in a grant application in order to be able to launch this. They approached Technical Training Group and said, you know, we need a training delivery agent to be able to offer apprenticeship training, but also training for the community. So they approached us to partner with them. So we went ahead and we applied for a site in Strathroy, and we were fortunate enough to get it. And at first, they were looking at putting it into an actual facility that they would have to either purchase or rent. And then as they started to look at it, as you know, there's always some interesting things that happen when you're renting or purchasing a place. So they started to look at our model that we have in Stratford on how we run the training locally in the high schools. That rural model seemed to fit more with what the end goals were in Strathroy. So that's when we shifted over to the high schools and literally set it up in there.
Okay, great. So let's take a step back. I'd love to hear a little bit more about yourself and also tell me a bit more about the technical training group.
Well, myself, my background is mechanical design. I went through engineering in college and graduated, and then I went out as a young designer working in military and aerospace. And then I moved into automotive, and then I moved into automation. So I've had many years in industry, but at the same time, I also took time out to get my Ontario teaching certificate. And I did a stint as a high school teacher as well for a while. So I've got an industry and educational background. And then I ended up landing the business manager position at Technical Training Group about 15 years ago. Technical Training Group came about in approximately 2004 to literally provide local relevant training to communities. As you know, in the rural setting, it's often a little bit more tricky to do training. So we wanted to get something set up for that. So we're what we're called a non-college TDA. That's a training delivery agent. So that allows us to deliver the in-school portion of the welding apprenticeship, the metal fabrication apprenticeship, and the general machining apprenticeship. So just like going to a college for your schooling, apprentices would come to us for our schooling. So it's the same more or less curriculum based on the ministry standard. Not only are we a training delivery agent, but we also work with the local communities to put together basic skills training. So it could be anywhere from onboarding programs to custom training to running things like pre-apprenticeship programs or basic skills courses. So it goes so much beyond just the apprenticeship.
What got you passionate about blending skilled trades and the training and the education side?
So one of the things that inspired me was being involved in industry, and I recognized the importance of the skilled trades. When you think about it, everything that happens in life, it kind of revolves around the skilled trades, right? And it is such a great opportunity for young people getting into the trades because, again, it's something that is such a need, and it's something that allows people to improve their life, have an interesting job, something they get up in the morning and want to go to work, and they could see at the end of the day what they've accomplished. So part of it is the need, and I recognize the need out there. Part of it is just the enthusiasm about the skilled trades. And then when you combine the education with the practical, it's just something that is fantastic. Everybody tends to think of, oh, university and college, right? And they often get pushed that way. What they often forget about is the skilled trades, because one of the nice things about the skilled trades is that you're working as you're getting your education and developing your skills. So instead of outlaying a whole bunch of money to go through a course that you then have a huge student debt, you can literally start working right out of high school and developing your skills, making great income, and getting your schooling phased in as part of it. So you'll often see individuals that are like 21, 22, 23, and they have their ticket as a journey person, and they're pretty much set for life. There's no shortage of needs for skilled tradespeople. And the other thing, too, what makes me passionate is I realize that our workforce is starting to get older, right? So again, you're seeing people retire. And when you see that kind of potential retirement coming up, you recognize that you need to get young people involved in the trades to start to take over and capture that knowledge base. And that's another area where I think that Technical Training Group and the Skilled Trades Hub will be able to assist in that area.
Absolutely. So this generation that has been pushed towards college and university, combined with older people in skilled trades retiring, I mean, so many communities across Canada have seen this gap in skilled trades and the shortage. Has that been the case locally as well?
Yes, it is. We've been approached by a number of companies. And one of the things that we're going to be working on is building up our contacts and our rapport with the companies in Strathroy and surrounding areas. But I can talk from our time in Stratford. We're seeing a lot of companies are finding that they are, you know, either recognizing the amount of individuals that are going to be retiring in the next couple of years. And if they don't capture that knowledge base, that knowledge walks right out the door. So to be able to capture the knowledge base, the best practices, the skill sets that are required, and be able to transfer that over to new people coming in that don't come in with 10 years experience, it's something that becomes kind of urgent.
And that brings us back to the need for this program, this hub, right?
Yeah. And one of the nicest things about this hub is that I can see it benefiting probably about four ways right off the bat. Number one, high school students. All of a sudden now, high school students are walking into being able to use state-of-the-art equipment. And they get to use that right in their day programs. So often you'll go into high schools and the tech departments, the teachers are fantastic, but they don't have a lot to work with. Here, all of a sudden now, the students are getting exposed to the skilled trades using state-of-the-art equipment, where teachers can expand their curriculum to be able to help prepare them. We've always felt with youth, it's important to get them exposed to technology initially at a young age, and doing it by hands-on experiential learning is always so much more beneficial. Then build those skills in high school, and then from there, give them a place to go after high school to continue building that. And that's what the Skilled Trades Hub will do. The second benefit is apprenticeship. We can now offer apprenticeship training locally so that companies, as they sponsor apprentices, they don't have to commute far away to go ahead and take apprenticeship training.
Previously, where did they have to go?
You'd have to go to Conestoga, or like you'd end up having to go to Kitchener. You might have to go to St. Thomas, or you'd have to go to London, or you'd end up going up to Lambton. Local relevant training helps not only companies to be able to sign up apprentices and have them in the area, but it also keeps people in the area too. And that's another big one. And we do the apprenticeship training in evenings. So that way, employers aren't losing people during the day or block release where they're losing them for a couple of months. They come two nights a week for the apprenticeship, and it doesn't disrupt their workflow during the day. So apprenticeship training, very critical. Another thing is through custom training. Custom training can break down into two areas. One area would be for companies. So companies recognize that, hey, we need to bring up some skill level in our employees. And we recognize that there's an opportunity now to do custom training and onboarding and building up skill sets. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to do. But also custom training for individuals. Individuals might say, well, I want to focus on building up some skills. So they might come for a basic skills course with MIG welding or with stick welding. And all of a sudden, now they've got some skills that they can turn around to a potential employer and say, hey, wait a second, I've taken this course and I can now go ahead and show value for getting their foot in the door. So helping individuals in the community, helping companies in the community, being able to offer apprenticeship locally, and also providing the high school students and the schools with the ability to do proper training.
Wow, this program is really firing on all cylinders, to use some automotive terms.
I'm very passionate about it, and I think Strathroy has done a fantastic job of forward thinking.
Absolutely. You talked a little bit about, you know, that this is happening in the schools and the state-of-the-art equipment that they're using. Tell me more about these facilities and the equipment and the technology and all of it.
Okay. So remember that we're in basically two schools, right? Because what we chose is the combined school where you've got Strathroy District Collegiate and you've got Holy Cross. So it is a public school and a Catholic school that are joined together. So we have rooms in both. And in the rooms, you'll see things like the Lincoln MP360 multi-process welding machines. There is like 23 of them. We have things like press brakes, shears, iron workers. We have milling machines, lathes, all the things that we need in order to be able to run the apprenticeship successfully. But at the same time, being a high school teacher myself at one point, I recognize that you're often kind of begging industry for anything in order to run your programs because budgets are so severely cut. So being able to have state-of-the-art equipment to do project-based work and teach the skills needed to give the students a jump up on further education.
Amazing. Now let's get into a bit more detail on, and you've already kind of mentioned a few, but let's bring it all together. What programs and courses does the Skilled Trades Hub offer?
So what we're hoping to do is, of course, the apprenticeship. So the 456A welding apprenticeship will be able to do all three levels. So it's a 6,000-hour apprenticeship. About 720 hours of that is in school, spread out over 3 years. And then the other 5280 is in the actual workplace where they're learning on the job skills. So again, spreading the apprenticeship out, the schooling, it helps build the skills that they're learning during the day.
So Sean, in order to be an apprentice, you need to be sponsored, is that right?
Correct. What happens is that when you find a company to work for and they are willing to sponsor you as an apprentice, that then allows you to go into the Skills Trades Ontario website, and you will find that as you go down in there, it talks about how to start an apprenticeship, and it literally walks you through registering as an apprentice. So again, a company needs to sponsor you, and then once you're sponsored, you register through Skills Trades Ontario, and it's important that you put in your schooling preference to be the technical training group Strathroy. And then from there, once properly registered, you'll get your letter of offer for schooling, which will allow you to go into the actual schooling portion and, of course, start accumulating your hours towards your apprenticeship. If you do have any trouble, once you get to the stage where you are registering and you run into difficulty, that is where you can reach out to the technical training group and we can assist in the actual walking through because it could be a little bit tricky.
Okay, great.
So the apprenticeship is the first thing, and that's what we're focusing on initially. But then from there, what we want to do is be able to offer more of that upskilling, like basic skills courses. So we can run ones for stick welding, for MIG welding, for TIG welding. We also are hoping down the road to run pre-apprenticeship programs. So multiple trade exposure pre-apprenticeship programs that would combine welding, metal fabrication, and general machining. For individual companies, we can work with them to develop where they need skills training for individuals in their companies. And we'll often do things like pre-assessments. And then from there, we'll tailor the training based on what their needs are. And we've already started to do that with one company. We ran a TIG welding course with them, working with some of their individuals from the company. So what we're hoping too is youth programs, youth workshops that can go further into the skilled trades, right? And that's where you can branch out, not just welding, but things like woodworking and carpentry and things like that.
Great. So you've already mentioned that you work with the businesses to deliver custom programs. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about that? Or, you know, if there's a company listening that's like, oh, that sounds great. How do they reach out?
Well, definitely through, there's two websites. There's the Strathroy Caradoc website, which will link to the Technical Training Group website. And what we'll do is we'll start to post training courses coming up and contact information. With custom training, not only is it that, but we often do things like industry readiness courses, right? Blueprint reading, geometric dimensioning and tolerance, and trade math. We can do things like supervisory training. So it's not just straight welding. So we do have a whole list of our training courses and custom training that we offer. And just by going on to the Technical Training Group website, you will see some of it. We've got flyers and things advertising, all those kind of things that we can do. Based on the need and the type of training, we will do up a quote. And like I said, often what we'll do is we'll do an assessment first so that we can really focus in the training instead of just generically charging them an amount. So again, one of the most important things will be building up a rapport with the individual companies, getting ourselves known in the Strathroy Caradoc area in order to make sure that they know what they can take advantage of.
All right, so they can definitely reach out. For students, is there a cost to the programs?
Okay, if it's something like a pre-apprenticeship program, it's funded by the government, so it's free. A pre-apprenticeship program that we've run in the past would be 17 weeks of a combination of schooling and practical, and then it comes with an 8-week work term. The nice thing about pre-apprenticeship programs or basic skills courses is that, again, it's hands-on as well as an opportunity to connect, in the case of those pre-apprenticeship programs, with a potential employer. And that's where I think it has it hands down over things like techniques courses, because they tend to be very expensive, where our basic skills courses tend to be much cheaper. For example, we ran a 24-hour MIG course, and it was $550. Much more reasonable of an investment for a young person. So it could be anywhere from free for things like pre-apprenticeship programs to basic skills courses that are under $1,000.
Okay. And then, yeah, I know the program or the hub is still fairly new, but how well subscribed are these programs? Are the, you know, are students, are workers signing up?
Well, it's still in its early stage. Right now, we're focusing on the apprenticeship and getting the apprenticeship up and running. But as I've mentioned, we have done some custom training already, and we're looking at setting up a series of basic skills courses that we can then offer out and post up to hopefully get individuals in. I think once people start to find the Skilled Trades Hub and see the benefit of it and start to come to some of the courses that we're going to be offering, I think you'll see that it's going to really take off. It's been a bit of a slow go at first, but just wanting to make sure that we do it right.
Better to do it right, right? Yeah. And again, it might be too early for this, but are you seeing any outcomes yet?
I know that we had great feedback from the custom training that we've done so far. So that is good. And we're hoping that word of mouth will get around and that'll lead to even more. And as companies start to realize that they have a local option for training, that they'll start to utilize this more and more.
Perfect. So I've got a couple sort of forward-looking questions. Firstly, Strathroy Caradoc is a growing community, to say the least, with a population that could double in the next 30 years. How do you see the Skilled Trades Hub supporting that growth?
Well, I think number one, getting individuals turned on to the skilled trades at an early age. I think that's very critical because if we're starting to build the need, not only through retirement, but through future growth, as more companies come to the area and it grows in size, they're going to need a place to draw from for individuals. So getting the students exposed in high school to the skilled trades is very important. Having the local apprenticeship offered right there, that is going to help build up the community as well. And knowing as companies look to move to the area and individuals look to move to the area, those are all things that become important to them.
Yeah. And we've already talked a little bit about, you know, how this is going to kind of roll out and you're starting with the apprenticeship. But tell me a bit more about the rollout, how you see the hub itself growing and expanding.
Well, starting off, building up the website for the Skilled Trades Hub is number one, to be able to point to it, to show the different offerings, et cetera. And also getting word out to the community, building a database of local industry and local industry contacts, getting our foot in the door. That's always the hardest thing at first, is having people know about you, right? But as we start to get better known, it will then allow us to meet those needs and those future expanding needs.
Hopefully this podcast will help with getting the word out to students, to employers, to everybody in the community. We'll include some links in the show notes to Technical Training Group, as well as the Strathroy Caradoc page about this hub as well. Any final thoughts before we close up, Sean?
All I can say is that when it comes to being a young student or even mature individuals that are thinking about changing, it's something that is always a hard decision. The only thing that I can really tell you is that you've got to try and find something that is exciting and interests you. There's nothing worse than working day after day and just dreading going into work. Some people take courses and they're really, really interesting, but they can't get a job in it afterwards. So it's important to find something that you can get a job in afterwards, and that it's something that allows you to grow and build your skills and have options. So for young people, I really would ask them to consider the skilled trades. It's something that is needed. It's something that is going to be around. And I know right now there's a little bit of chaos in the economy just because of some of the things happening south of the border, et cetera. But just keep in mind that the skilled trades are here to stay. They're not going to go away. It gives you an option, and a very good option, for one heck of a great life.
That's a really great inspirational note to finish on. Thank you so much, Sean, for coming in and talking to us all about the Strathroy Caradoc Skilled Trades Hub.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, and I really appreciate your time.
That was Sean Bontaine of the Technical Training Group. You can learn more about TTG and the Skilled Trades Hub via the links in the show notes. If Strathroy Caradoc sounds like a place you'd like to move to, learn more about our community at strathroy-caradoc.ca. If this episode has encouraged you to invest here, you should connect with Heather Lalonde, our Director of Economic Development and Community Engagement. Her contact coordinates and more can be found at investstrathroy-caradoc.ca. Next time on the Growing Strathroy Care Doc podcast, we've got two guests from what some call the fun department, which is sure to be fun and informative for new and longtime residents alike. Follow us on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform to be notified when it drops. This podcast was produced by Storied Places Media. Thanks for listening.